Okay, so here is our teachable right here with our yoga teacher training. And at first glance, you're going to see a welcome letter, a table of contents, a podcast, and a syllabus. And so essentially the welcome letter just talks a little bit about who we are, what we do, and why we do it. Table of contents, pretty self-explanatory. But what you'll see if you go in there, you'll see there's the Yoga Asana handbook. There's the yoga snippets, and then there's the workbook. I took out a glimpse of yoga because I feel that presents better as slides in person or as an additional course. There is the podcast where we record the live training audios, and those are on Booberry. And then the syllabus, which links directly to the Yoga Alliance page. So while there, check out our page, check out the syllabus. You can see everything that we have planned for you. But also, the moment you register with us, we sign you up for Yoga Alliance. So you can take advantage of any resources they have. They have like free online trainings. They have discounted merchandise and things along those lines. So from there, we then have the video, which is the CoreX Yoga video, and this essentially breaks down to the yoga snippets. So I had an alum, and I asked her, I said, can you create a video and include everything that's in the yoga snippets, right? So tall orders, tall tasks, right? I love to see what folks can do, and Vivian did an amazing job of doing that. She was able to literally put in 30 snippets into this 1 hour video. So this is not to suggest that this is a good class. Right? The purpose of the class was not so much go home and do CoreX yoga every day. It was rather to have an example, a model of what you see in the manual through the yoga snippets done in person. And not only that, what she does a really, really nice job of is the cues she chooses, the transitions she chooses to go from one snippet to the next, the qualities that she chooses, things like that, that really delivers a nice, clean class. So there's a great space between too much and too little, right? As instructors, it's our task to find that spot. So we have then the yoga snippets right underneath the video. So the idea is you can watch the video as you move through your workbook, right? So that's what that is about, as you go through those. And then from there, we have the asana, the yoga asana handbook. And the idea behind this is to take the postures and break them down to really understand what they're doing, why they're doing it, to choose our cues, our qualities, our modifications, right? Some notes, those kind of things that come to mind that you tend to say in class that work for you. This is where this all happens. And it's not to suggest that every snippet has an asana or vice versa. That wasn't really the intention behind it. It was, can I show you enough examples that you could then recreate that scene with different snippets and different asana? So the idea then would be create your own snippets, right? Or could you modify the snippets that I've given you just enough to make them different? And that way, next week's class could be a progression with a mention of what we did this week and so on. A nice way to offer an all levels class, an inclusive class, which we want to do. And then from there, we have things. So things will just be things. Whatever random things pop up will just go here. It's the slush fund of the Teachable. In this case, we've started a word bank. Thank you for typing that up. So we have a word bank going, and these are just words that maybe we haven't thought to use in a while and coming out of the same language that we tend to get into. So in teaching a class, rather than each week preparing brand new class plans again and again and again, it can actually be more efficient to come in and just change the verbiage that you're using. And then that way it's introduced in a new way to your practitioners, but then again, they also have a chance at mastery because they're revisiting similar class formats. And that's a nice thing for the student and the teacher alike. From here, we have a glimpse of yoga listed with the different paragraphs of the idea. And this will be shifting around as the months pass, so keep an eye on it. And definitely don't treat Teachable as a progress bar. Like, I'm so excited, I'm 75% of the way of Teachable, because your heart might fall when you log back in and see you're down to 20%. The idea is for it to continually be a growing resource for you and that you have access to for a year after graduation. So the idea is really to make sure that you guys can come back and see things with a new set of eyes after you have more experience teaching and so on. So there's that. From there, we move into the workbook. So the handout I gave you is inside the workbook. And fundamentally, the workbook breaks down to the syllabus. So I know many of you ask, how do you know if I've completed the entire syllabus? I'm stressed out about that, right? You have filled out the entire workbook on whatever format it might be, whether it be on a paper copy or on the computer or whatever your system is. We'll get together for graduation plan when you're about halfway through or so. Make sure we check all the boxes and that everything's planned prior to the next graduation. In that way, we don't have a set schedule of this is what we're going to cover on these days because the graduates decide on that. And that's just our business model. That's how we do it here. And that's how we help make sure that you get everything and that it's all there. The other piece of this might be we have in the syllabus more hours than allotted, sometimes in a single occasion. So we may go over props 2, 3, 4 times before graduation, before we actually meet the amount of time intended on the syllabus for you to go over. So that's okay. I have had students kind of check out like, oh no, I already caught this lesson. Well, unless you're ready to present it as like the teacher, we're going to catch the lesson again and see if we can move into a point of mastery and more developed learning. Because we have in yoga teacher training, it's really, really common, is we have the first time you hear the information, like the first time we deliver 8 limbs of yoga to our practitioners, like, wow, that's fantastic. There's such a wow factor there. It's fantastic for the instructor's ego. It's like, I know so much. But that's not then the same as being able to take that information, work with that information, and then turn around and present it back as the teacher. Right, and that's basically what we're intending to do. So we present it to you, we hold space for you guys to practice these ideas with one another, and then you guys start teaching it back to us. And that's how that whole funneling system works. And this is definitely escalated coming into the 300 hour where you take that leadership role and so on. So make sure that if you see, we're gonna be covering something you've already covered, that's a great chance to move towards mastery. Same as Asan. For your practitioners when they're on the mat, you know, it would be similar to say, well, I don't know, I already did Warrior One, I've got that one, what else you got, right? We want to revisit these things. The next segment here is called Diving Deeper, and now we're really kind of getting into the nitty-gritty and out of the broad-stroked ideas a little bit, and more reading. It can be technical, but remember, there's no final exam, we don't do that. So I don't ever want anyone to feel intimidated or stressed out about this. Like maybe this is your vibe and you eat this kind of information up, and maybe not. That's okay. There's generally two basic kinds of learning. There's broad strokes learning, and then there's granular learning, right? So broad strokes learning, big ideas, general concepts, think big. Granular learning, let's pick it apart, let's really look at it, let's break it down, let's understand the inner workings. And there's no right or wrong, the world needs both. The reason I chose to partner with Leslie Kaminoff and Amy Matthew for their online yoga anatomy course is Leslie Kaminoff, broad strokes ideas, Amy Matthews, let's get in there and really put it underneath a microscope. And it's a nice way. So whichever way you kind of learn, that's okay. But also I invite you to move outside of your comfort zone, you know, because I like broad strokes learning. So you throw granular learning at me, I'm like, no, resistance. Like, so instead, maybe just try and embrace it and be like, yeah, I like my broad strokes a bit better, but that is okay. So as you move through that, deciding what kind of student you prefer to be, and then that would then be what kind of teacher you would prefer to be. And I find that there's a lot less resistance there than all of a sudden trying to teach on a granular level when you're a broad stroke student. I can tell you from experience, that's tough to pull off. So just start with what you know, work from there, and build on that. The next segment that you'll see are the yoga styles. And basically the idea is to create a segment and then decide on the length, the timing, right? And the athleticism of the postures that you've put together. So if you put the postures together, say warrior dance and star hinge pliés and then back to warrior dance again, and you do that very, very slowly, and if you were to incorporate a twist in that particular yoga snippet series, a twist and a lateral bend, say throw in an extended side angle, we now have a complete comprehensive class that actually could be a yin class. Not a conventional yin class, but it could be named a yin class. So we're not doing many, many postures. At the same time, we could use that same sequence under the gentle class, right? Not change our sequence, but again, maybe we move a little bit more slowly and so on. So from here, we have sun salutations A, B, variations, and moon salutations. I invite you to learn them. And they come through practice. You know, you'll want to look at the class plans and all of that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, when we really practice these things and we comb over them and we feel how they feel within our body, they mend nicely for workshops, for outside events, for new moon things, for different themes and that kind of thing. And your students generally know what they're getting into when they come. And you can feel free to vary from these as you need to. Now from there, we have the create a class. And I know right from the first day we start creating class. Welcome to teacher training. We're creating the class today. And sometimes I get like deer in headlight looks. And really the idea is, even if that means we're copying directly from yoga snippets right onto our create a class, we're just getting in the habit of creating classes, right? Of somehow looking at it and saying, is this a mindful sequence? Does this have neutral points? Do we come back to neutral? Is there a forward fold in there? Is there a back bend in there? Is there a side bend in there? Is there a twist? Is there inversion? These are the different components that you're going to want to see across the board in every class. Now, you don't want as many back bends as you have forward folds, you know, but you do want to have the whole totality there. With some of them, you want the body to be warm, specifically the back bends and the inversions. Let's get things moving first before we introduce those. And we talk more about that in our podcasts about teaching different types of centered classes. There's an apex centered class and so on. There's a number of them. It's a series. And then from here, there'll be a book report. Don't freak out. It's simply a journaling exercise. Pick a book. It could be one of the required books or recommended reading or some other book that falls under the heading of yoga in some way. That's a very loose description. The idea is to bring your learning experience outside what I've taught you and into another path that maybe I don't know anything about. And then journal on that. And then send that to me. You can submit it via the Dropbox link, and that's all that needs to be done there. So no stressing about the book report. I've had one-page book report. I've had 20-page book report. It just depends on the student and what they want to do. And then finally, here's a chance for you to print or download the entire manual all in one piece. So throughout Teachable here, I've dissected the manual for you so that it would relate to the topics at hand. So here we have one on samadhi. That piece from the workbook is in there. But if you like it all in front of you, depending on how you learn, that can be there. So this is the yoga teacher training. This is the entire 200-hour course. If you take the online course, or if you know someone who wants to take the online course, it's not recognized by Yoga Alliance at this time. I do expect there to be a shift as far as online hours being able to be awarded, and that's certainly suggested by the standards review that's happening right now. If this is the first you've heard of the standards review, definitely visit yogaalliance.org and Google standards review. You're going to want to know what's happening there. Amazing, good changes with that one. So welcome to teaching.